Now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers is Lisa Pereira.
There's a black and white photo on the front of the Irish Times that would warm your heart. It's of Mick O'Dwyer with his sister-in-law and his son outside his garage in Waterville in 1968. Giant of the GAA, king of Gaelic football, says the headline. And there are photos and tributes to the great man all over today's pages. But the main story for most papers remains Donald Trump's announcement yesterday of huge global tariffs. There's a theme emerging. EU considers nuclear tech tariff retaliation, says the Irish Examiner. Taoiseach urges caution amid signs of EU division, says the Times. Ireland urges EU to exempt food and alcohol in any tariff countermeasure, says the Irish Independent. An editorial in the Examiner says our situation is a delicate one insofar as EU retaliation may inflict collateral damage. The main headline for the Belfast Telegraph is Battle Station, but it's not about efforts to counter the UK's own 10% tariff. It's to do with the row over Irish language signage at Belfast's new Grand Central Station. The paper says the deepening controversy over the £150,000 signs threatens to become a flashpoint between the two main parties in the Stormont executive. The Examiner carries a front page report about a woman who's brought high court proceedings against her former employer and a number of state bodies for forcing her to give up her baby for adoption in 1980. The woman is alleging the financial institution for which she worked had a position of dominion and control over her as she was vulnerable due to an unplanned pregnancy while single. The case is believed to be the first of its kind to come before the High Court, and sources told the paper that a number of others are also in the pipeline, alleging forced or illegal adoptions between the 1940s and the 1980s. The Irish Daily Mail reports that 4 in 10 Irish businesses have suffered at least one cyber attack in the past 5 years. The Irish Sun carries coverage of the Grand National Festival, which it says got off to a sizzling start yesterday under a balmy 19 degrees at Aintree. The Irish News has a front page article about a man sentenced for posting online comments expressing support for his proscribed organisation. Kieran Barry Killefin, originally from West Belfast but now living in County Down, yesterday became the first person to be convicted following an amendment to the Terrorism Act 2000 to include comments made online. He was given a 12-month suspended sentence. But returning to the main story, the Irish Daily Mirror couldn't resist leading with the penguins in Antarctica, which have also found themselves slapped with a 10% tariff. The Irish Daily Star covers that angle too, reporting that Trump has been mocked for putting tariffs on the volcanic McDonald and Heard Islands, inhabited only by penguins. Both pieces are accompanied by photos of penguins, with the one on the front of the Mirror captioned, "What'll we do?"
What'll we do indeed? That's Lisa Pereira.